One thing that doesn't work in your favor when you're a real estate agent is a propensity for always running late. Unfortunately for me, it's a Friday when I have back-to-back property showings and my alarms, all three of them, were all miraculously snoozed. And I now have only 40 minutes to shower, dress, do my makeup, pour coffee down my throat, and get out my front door. Because no house sales means no commission. Which means no roof over my head, sexy heels on my feet, or Starbucks in my hand. And I need all those things. Walking into the kitchen, having done the shower, makeup, and half of the dressing side of my to-do list, I spot my bleary-eyed sister Haley staring off out the window, cradling a mug of steaming caffeine nectar in her hands. Haley moved to Chicago from Wisconsin 4 months ago after a nasty breakup with her ex-boss, which led to her being let go from her job at the same time. "You're late," she says without looking at me. "No shit, Sherlock." I walk over to the coffee machine, quickly making myself a caramel macchiato with far more caramel than my hips need. But the maintenance of my curves is a serious business, and if caramel is the key, then I'm a devoted follower to testing and proving this theory to be true. "Guess I better add caramel syrup to the grocery list," my sister mumbles from behind me. I snicker and face her, mimicking her pose with my coffee cup as I lean back against the kitchen counter. "You do the shopping?" "I am capable of running errands, you know." I arch a brow, making her gasp. "I take offense to that. I can adult, occasionally." And apparently pigs can fly and the moon landing was a big giant hoax. Her lips twitch as she takes a slug of coffee from her mug. "Not going in today?" I ask, before taking my much-needed over-sugared caffeine hit. Haley is a free-spirited wild child, and has been since the day she was born. She lives life on her terms, on her schedule, and can sometimes have issues with authority. That has included calling off work because she doesn't feel like it. "Late start." Haley works in the front office for the Chicago Fire soccer team. "It's the team's travel day, so my boss said to take the morning off. There's not much to do anyway." "Nice." I take a quick look at my watch and a big gulp of my drink. "Shit, I really have to go. I've got a showing just after lunch, and I need to go into the office first to get the marketing materials John made up for me. I also wanted to call in and see Grams quickly." "And how is John?" I grimace. "Still asking me out once a week? But it's more a case of, when are you going to put me out of my misery? Nothing else." My sister screws her face up. "Yeah, there's Sugar Daddy, and then there's John. Far too old." I nod, and I'm not into stirring the company pot. "That too," she says, her lips curving up. "I definitely learned that lesson. Hey, maybe you'll have some hot bachelor come to your showing and sweep you off your feet." "One can only hope," I say with a snort, but it's very unlikely. Besides, dating a potential buyer probably isn't overly professional. Haley rolls her eyes. "Look at you being all responsible." "Someone's gotta be," I say, poking my tongue out. "I've really gotta go. I'll see you later." "Well, duh. It's Real Housewives of Everywhere night. I'll grab the takeout on the way home, since the maid hasn't done the grocery shopping," she adds with a wink. "Maybe the maid is waiting to see if her counterpart will do it for her." "That can be arranged for a fee." I quirk a brow. "And that would be?" "A blind date. We've got a new player who's just been traded to the team, and he's single and ready to mingle in the big city." "Haley," I groan. "You know I'm not interested in being set up with anyone." She gives me a guilty grin and I narrow my eyes. "Why do I feel like you've already arranged this?"
"Not exactly," she says, averting her gaze. "He's cute, if that helps. And his arms?
Damn, those babies could do a lot of heavy lifting. And on that note, I'm out of here." I cross the kitchen and kiss her cheek before grabbing my purse off the hallway table and moving to the front door.
"You didn't say no," she calls as I'm halfway out.
"I didn't say yes either."